returned. So, you all have placed your hands upon Cecily's shoulders to try and channel magic. And this is where we finally get to roll some dice and things can go horribly wrong.
Oh, God, I forgot all of the negatives. What is Cecily doing?
Oh, don't worry. That just means you don't have any bump ups anymore. You're fine.
Yeah.
Oh, but there is a negative one forward for the scene, so.
We still have that?
Oh, yeah, you didn't roll yet.
You
think I'm just going to totally let you use that on a scene you didn't roll in?
Well, I rolled, but I forgot all about it.
No. I mean, technically, you're still in the foundation. Plus, you had a lucky bump up, so that doesn't count.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that, as you all place your hands upon Cecily's shoulders, I would like you all to roll plus weird. Except for,
plus weird.
Trixie, because Trixie is not using magic.
Wait, is Trixie doing this too?
No. Well, Trixie could put her hand.
Can I pretend?
Yeah, you could totally pretend.
She's there.
Hell
for moral
yeah.
Support. She's, yeah, totally moral support. Of course she's there. Yeah,
holy shit, 14.
I want to roll something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so glad Trixie's mundane.
It's so funny
because this is actually perfect.
It's so funny. The magic just ain't coming to you today.
Man, I thought I would feel it.
You feel
I thought
something,
my time in limbo
something,
awoke something
and then
in
you
me.
Oh, dang it. That was the soda I had.
Oh, beans. Those are the beans.
Oh,
I
no.
Had.
Or was it the beans? I don't know. I'll figure it out later.
Oh, shit. Were that the beans or was that the magic? I'll never know now.
So that's three.
It's funny
because
I'm eating
magics.
Chili right now.
I'm a wizard. Anyhow. All right. So we have for the rolls, Iggy got a 14 because he got two sixes. Sammy got an 8. Akka got a 13, but it's actually a 12, so that's fine though.
Mm-hmm.
Annie got a 12, which is actually an 11. That's fine. And Snowy got a 5. And I'm going to roll for the soot sprites. The star
Thank
sprites.
You for including me in this.
You're welcome.
I feel really special.
You're welcome. I'm going to roll for the star sprites, and then I'm going to roll for the for Cassius. Yeah.
I
rolled two sixes for those damn sprites.
Damn right you did.
God damn it. All right. Otherwise, these are really good dice, and I should be using these more often. All right. Ah! Cassius did not do great. I mean, it's fine. It's a 7. It's a mixed success. So it's fine. It's the same as Sammy.
It's only two mixed successes.
Yeah, to be fair, in Apocalypse Keys, you don't want a full success, so, you know. But yeah. We'll talk about that when we get there. Anyway, so as you all are channeling your magic into some sort of form, you're imagining the magic taking a physical form of some kind, and you're trying to siphon it through to Cecily in some way. Cecily, as you're holding this device, and as your friends are pushing their magic into you, it is overwhelming. To the point where, because you rolled a success, you drop the device. Because if you had rolled lower, it would have hurt you a lot.
Okay.
So as you, but you feel like it could work. I'll grant you that information. But it's just so overwhelming to have the magic flow through you like that. That you just instinctively drop it to protect yourself. And the device itself will not break. Because there were more successes than... And even the mixed successes were not that bad. But it does not quite work the way you hoped it would.
I feel like Cecily would scream. Mm-hmm. And it would just kind of like roll out of her hand.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, put her hands over her eyes, like.
Cassius, you all see Cassius do something really quick, as Cassius immediately moves towards, to turn, like, around to Cecily, turns her towards them, and just holds their shoulders, in and out, breathe now.
And she, like, is hard, I feel like, She could almost feel her brain splintering the way that Cecilia did. Like, it almost separated her into a bunch of different selves or something. And she's like, just pulled it back in. Mm-hmm. And it takes her a minute. And then she like inhales really deep. Like,
good. Keep doing that until you're back to normal. It's all right. You're fine. You're safe.
Did we do too much?
It's not your fault, and Cassius just smiles towards you all. In fact, I think that went rather well. However, using a person as a conduit is not safe.
I was just going to say, maybe if you all focus on the device instead of me, I can just harness the energy and direct it.
It's possible, but I will inform you now. There is a risk.
Did we at least get rid of the crystallization?
They look towards the device, and as you all look towards it, the crystallization is still there.
Oh, darn.
Well, to be fair, at least it didn't destroy the device. Progress. We've learned something. That device is definitely intended for this purpose. However, the way it is currently, there's a blockage. Basically, what I assume happened, and they'll put their finger to their chin, what I assume happened is it bounced back with nowhere to go. And so that's why you felt the intense magic fill into you. You became the device for a second there, Cecily.
Oh.
How do you suppose we remove the crystallization?
That is a very fair question, and will require some sort of creativity.
What if we channel all of our energy into a tool? Yeah, something that we can use to clear the crystallization, but without it being able to bounce back into me. Like a magic instrument. A magic surgical device.
It's possible. That could work if we can figure out how to create such a thing.
I don't know. Do we have the time to do that? Kind of feels like time is of the essence here.
I know. What do we do? What do we do? Cecily just like puts her head down. She's like, I don't know what to do. But
well,
almost scrambled my brain.
Yeah.
You mentioned trying to just channel it directly into it instead of through you. We could try that. I mean, I'm willing to give that a shot. Maybe we take it one at a time, not over all at once. Oh no, I'm just throwing out ideas.
You know, Cecily's like, no, I love it. Keep going. Whatever you guys, whatever anyone thinks of, just say it. Because there are no wrong answers.
Iggy will pick up the empty C and then put it on the table, like, and try to channel some undead magic into it.
Okay, go ahead and roll plus weird. Don't forget the minus weird. One.
Minus one. How do I get...
That's a just I see your roll. It's a 7 plus 3. So that's 10 minus 1, so that's 9.
Okay. Still a mixed success.
A mixed success. As you push the magic into the device, it feels as though it can't quite break through. Your undead magic appears a sickly green as it kind of enters the device through one of the valves. So it looks like it is working per se, but it's just not strong enough as it is just kind of blocked. But because it is your magic, it does not cause you any harm or do the same thing it just did to Cecily.
Guys, I have an idea, and it might be totally crazy. But remember the, like, robot things that were, like, using magic to heat up the rock and molten it? What if we captured one and used its magic melting to clear off the crystal that way?
Cassius just kind of, like, ponders this and says, that is a fascinating idea. A bit of a kick in the ass for our enemy.
I mean, right?
Shivers, like, I don't know, Cecily. I don't think I want to go down that I don't know hole.
Yes, but it may have a device. It may house the device that you were considering.
I just killed Andy.
Oh my god, I can't believe I told you guys that. I'm sorry, anyway.
You're fine.
Lord have mercy. Okay, I was not expecting that. I think that Cecily will be like, I mean, maybe that is our magic surgical device right there.
That's what I was thinking. Perhaps it holds, if it is using magic to burrow into the ground, as you say, and it caused those explosions, it may have a device within it that concentrates that magical energy. It's possible.
And the way that it made Iggy's magic turn green and sickly, and the way that Wilbranch is sick, and it's linked to that, I thought maybe...
I don't know if it's... I'm going to say this as a GM. I don't think that the magic itself that came from the devices is what causes... what is happening, Tiggy, but I will say that your idea is an interesting one, and I'm actually for it. It's just I don't want to completely dissuade you. That's just not why his magic is that sickly green. That's just the color that we have chosen for the undead magic.
Oh, I thought when he tried it and it got backed up and it came out green, it was because there was something.
That's the color of my magic. Yep.
Okay,
so how do we get one of those things?
I mean, I'm just going to go down and...
The I don't know hole, yeah.
Stop.
No. I was just thinking of something. Can I try to see if I can pull one,
like a deactivated one out of my bag? God, I knew you were going to do this shit!
Oh my god.
She's so mad. She's so...
Fucking hate this bag. It's the worst idea I ever had. Fucking shit.
It's part of my loadout.
I know.
You okay, Nitz?
I'm fine. Don't worry about it. It's cool. Go ahead and roll your plus weird. Don't forget your minus one.
Okay. This is not gonna go well. I can tell already. God,
fucking you need to use a luck point.
Oh my god.
Have you used any of your luck points?
I have used one. Yeah. Okay. You know what? It's getting near the end. I'm going to go ahead and use one just to have it succeed.
Very well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You mean like one of these?
It's just, he pulls it out of the bag and you just see the legs go. It's this little mole-looking device that's just kind of like digging like.
That bag is so goddamn broken.
It is OP as fuck.
I feel like Cecily is like in the process of like chewing on an ink pen that she just lets fall out of her hand and mouth as that happens.
What? You said you needed one.
So you just pulled one out of the bag?
Yeah. I mean, wondering if these things will be useful, so.
Wait, did you? I'm sorry. When you were in the tunnels, did you grab one and put it in your bag?
I mean, I didn't grab it with my hands. I just kind of threw a bag over it.
I never want to go into that thing. Just saying.
Well, and now you don't have to.
Okay. Can you pass that thing to Anastasia and see what she can do with it to help us?
I hand it to her and go, careful, it's grabby.
Anastasia grabs it and then immediately slams it onto the table and it just turns off and then she just starts walking with it.
Remind me never to piss her off again.
It's humane. And then she just kind of like starts.
That does not help.
No, dump it into a pot until it turns red.
I need everybody to know this is not a living creature because I just fucking that shit.
Right.
Podcast listeners, I do not condone animal abuse. It is not alive. of course, as she opens it up, she begins to like look through it. Oh gosh, I'm gonna roll a luck roll, see if it has a thing in it. You all better pray to your gods. God fucking damn it, rolled a 5 and a 6.
God is rolling the dice.
Rolled a 5 and a 6.
Nice.
Y'all lucky my dice likes you. As Anastasia is just kind of searching through it, she pulls out what appears to be like a diamond-shaped crystal, just gently from it, that seems to hold this strange white, like, glowing energy. And she just kind of like looks over it a little bit. Fascinating.
Penny for your thoughts?
I don't need a penny. She just looks towards you.
Okay, your thoughts.
Oh, you just like my thoughts, understood. Well, the magic itself doesn't seem to have any specific signature.
Oh.
It's a magic I don't see often. Usually magic has some sort of structure to it that allows me to see what kind of magic it is. This one holds none. A neutral magic, if you will.
So, can we use it?
The magic? Probably not, but we can use the device.
That's okay. So, how can we use it?
She looks towards the different arteries of this device, the different tubing. She just kind of like looks at the crystals, and then looks towards the device, and then stops, and she just sighs. Taurus, and then Taurus just leans out, but he's still covered in sweat. What? I need gunpowder. And he goes, yes! And he just stands up.
I've been waiting my whole life for this moment.
Yeah, I told you, there's a time and a place for flames.
Yes! And he just
stands up. You got it, kid.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Finally, I meet my destiny.
Great. I'm gonna get my good stuff! And he just starts walking. She just rolls her eyes.
My time has come.
His time has come. And eventually you see this sort of setup of these small crystals that are empty. They're the same crystals that were in this creature recreated, but they held no magic in it other than... And she's actually taken that one crystal that did hold neutral magic and put it to the side. So that is secure for now. And she kind of places these different crystals at the different entrances with gunpowder in them. And she nods. Right, if we can funnel the magic into these crystals, then we can use an explosion. And then Taurus just goes, yes! She just rolled right in. We can use an explosion to activate the magic within it to force clean it of sorts.
So we can use gunpowder, sorry.
Yes, we can use gunpowder. Anastasia just rolls her eyes, even though it's completely archaic. And he just looks towards her. Hey, won't this count? A good time. Like, gunpowder is. Gunpowder? Good time. And then she just looks towards him, and then rolls her eyes as she starts to walk. You all would need to fill it with magic as you did prior to Cecily, however, focus your energy on each individual crystal.
Okay.
Alright, everyone... takes a crystal. I would like for you to roll plus weird. One more time.
Nice one.
Everybody did know.
Perfect 10.
A perfect 10.
Even me?
If you want to be part of.
I really got do.
A 10.
We got an 11.
Oh. Did I sign us through?
Uh-oh.
I got <You're laughs> success.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Can my success be that?
We do have rerolls.
That you have 10 rerolls.
Yeah. Can I go ahead and use a reroll on that, guys?
By all means.
No.
Okay. No.
Oh, well.
It has to be unanimous.
Go ahead.
Oh my god! That's a 5, and then it turned into a 6.
Come on. Okay.
One more?
Fine. One more?
Yep.
Oh,
one more.
It's gambling, baby.
Better.
Finally.
All right. That was some good gambling there for a minute. Don't go gambling tonight. You better stay.
Iggy will hand her like empty crystal and hand like hold in front of the switch brights. Like, okay little buddies.
We'll roll for them. I mean, it's a mixed success. That's a 9. I think what happens is the boss sprite will look towards it and opens its eyes wide to suck in the crystal, and it just goes,
whoa. Whoa.
Confused by what you wanted it to do.
Can I have that back now?
Me?
Yeah. Just need it back.
And then you see its eye open, and you just see, like, this glittering magic. Trixie, it is a wild ride, what is happening with these Sith sprites and these Star sprites. As their eye looks like the cosmos itself, you see a bunch of random shit fly out. And amongst it is the crystal that is filled with the magic.
Wait, I see that?
I think I found a jack.
Yeah.
Oh. Should I get it? I just go, there it is!
There!
Yeah. There it is, everybody! A bunch of other,
along with a lot of other random crap.
Oh, hey, that's where my lost sock went.
Immediately the Sith Sprite, or the Star Sprite, looks towards you, looks towards the sock, immediately sucks it back up.
Aww.
No, I'll give that back.
No, let him have it.
Just nods. All right, and then Cassius, you'll want mixed successes with, because he is, of course, an omen. You see them hold the crystal, and you see it just fill with this yellow light as they hold it towards you. Well, here's mine.
Hold on.
All right. And you all, because you all rolled successes, even Snowy.
I did.
You did it.
I did it. I won. I won the game.
You won Monster of the Week.
Wow.
That's how it works.
Congratulations.
Wow.
End stream.
End stream. I am the monster. You won the game.
I want you to know that. Would you want to fall?
And you all hand your crystals to Anastasia, who takes each one and places them carefully amongst the gunpowder within each of these vial, like these small valves of this device. And then she looks towards all of you. We need to back up.
Takes it one step back that far enough?
No.
One more step?
No. Let's just exit the room.
Oh, I want to see the explosion.
You can see it behind the glass. And then she'll just start... She picks up the device and moves it to a strange, like, little table that where there's, like... It's just a white room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a controlled explosion area. And just says, but you should still back up just in case. I don't know what will happen. This is unprecedented. And then as you all step out, Taurus goes, no! This is science! He just smiles, like, wildly. I'm excited! This is great!
This is my destiny!
Gunpowder and science working together! This is extravagant.
As nature intended.
As nature intended! You are correct.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but, I was thinking that.
All right. As you all back out of the room, I'm actually going to use Trixie's roll for this. So,
goodness,
you succeeded. Because it is a mundane item, gunpowder, I will say that as it explodes, it is perfectly controlled, and you just see these swirls of magic just fill the room for a moment. And Taurus just
Cassius's hand and just like hold it.
Cassius just kind of smiles. It's like fireworks, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this safe to look at directly?
As you ask, Anastasia just shrugs.
Oh my god! In my brain, I pictured it as it's just a little tiny firecracker pop. Then we're all sitting there going, "That's it," and then that's when the explosion color happens. Yeah.
Whoa. It's 100% the D&D spell color spray, but because it's contained, you all are fine. You all aren't blinded by it.
I'm blind.
No. So when does the sight get back to me?
Iggy, we gotta get you to a doctor.
I'm seeing colors I didn't know existed.
And Cecily, as you. As the explosion clears and as you look in, it's perfectly cleared out. There's no more crystallization within the veins of this this device.
Oh my gosh. I feel like Cecily's like, I think we did it, you guys.
So you want me to try again?
Cecily's like, maybe let's all try together again.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Just a little bit. This. Just a little bit.
Just an itty bitty bit of magic.
So everyone touch the box.
Are we touching the box or are we touching the shoulders again? Oh, now I'm confused.
Box. How do you want to do this, Cecily?
Cecily's like, maybe if we all touch the box at the same time.
Okay.
She'll look at Cassius and be like, what do you think?
I'm just as stumped as you are. This is exciting. It's science, as he said. Cassius just smiles.
Just be like, if that doesn't work, then sure, I'll put myself into that situation again, but I'm just not entirely sure I'll be able to drop it if it goes wrong.
Okay, say no more.
Let's touch the device first.
All right, let's touch that box.
All right, everyone take a spot. Try not to crowd it.
All right.
It's like hands in the middle, hands in the center, hands.
Right.
So Cecily holds the box. Same time. You all put your hands.
Touch Cecily's box and concentrate.
Yep.
Oh my God! Stop. Everyone.
I can imagine the soot sprite. Soot sprite the stands on top of it.
Yeah, the star sprite just sits on top of your hand, Cecily.
See, everyone, I told you it was a chair.
Put your hands on my box. Let's do this.
All right. Yeah, it's only weird when you make it weird. Anywho. as you all start to focus again your magic, go ahead and roll everyone plus weird.
Minus one.
I'm using a reroll.
Whoa, this is where it goes wrong.
Can I use a reroll?
You absolutely can. Oh boy. I like how Snowy keeps rolling misses when it comes to the magic part.
Yay! You might want me to roll negative in the magic.
All right.
Okay. I feel like I'm just going to use a lock.
How much luck have you used so far?
That's two full successes and two mix. Let's see how the rest roll first.
Before I do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see how the rest
roll. How much luck would you have left?
One.
You would have one after you used your luck?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Good to know. Okay. So with that, let me look at each one. Do we have any misses other than Snowy?
No.
No.
We have two of us. We have two mixed and two full.
Two full. Okay. So with those rolls, and I got a roll for the star sprites. It's a mixed success. And then, Cassius. Another mixed success. So that's technically four mixed successes.
Okay.
But again, Cassius is one you want to be a mixed success. Yeah. Because he is an omen. It means that their magic won't explode.
Overwhelm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that as you all hold onto the box and you all channel your energy in, Cecily, your magic is not to channel the magic in, it is to contain the magic within it. As your connection magic kind of moves through it. And with your mixed success, you are able to achieve it, but there is a complication. It's a complicated success. With that complication, let me think about what that complication might be.
Oh, God. Cecily splits in two.
No.
Does not.
That's a bad complication. That would be if you failed.
No, not like physically. Like,
no, I know. That would be if you failed.
Innards like two Cecilies.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. That would be if you failed. Because that is not ideal.
Definitely not.
No. I think what happens with Cecily is Cecily, your vision goes white.
Oh. Like blind? She's blind.
No. Relax. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Let her finish.
All you can see are pumpkin spice lattes.
Patricia goes, why do
all you can see is
like
pumpkin
storm?
Spice latte. No, it's just your vision goes white, like you black out a little bit.
Okay.
And as you stand there, your breath stops almost. Like you're in the middle of a breath and it just kind of stops. It's not that you're suffocating or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you find yourself just trying to blink away the white. And as you do so, you stand in a space, a forest. And you see that little girl again, Will Branch personified.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks towards you.
She's like, I feel like Cecily will try to run over to her.
Easy enough.
And she'll be like, we're trying. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
She looks towards you and stands up. And then she just steps in your direction and just turns completely towards you. I'm fine. I'm managing. You are not supposed to be here.
Cecily's like, am I dead?
No. This is not a place for the dead. This is another place. A different place. A strange place that a mundane should not be able to attend. One that was forced entry before, long ago. But you entered willingly. Or willingly but unknowingly. Interesting.
Cecily's like, I don't know, I think I'm connected to Will Branch, to you.
You are not within me. This is not me. This is something unexplainable. Something unknown. Something man-made. And yet not man-made.
This forced. Place that we're in?
Yes. Where I reside.
Man-made but not man-made. What do you mean?
It is complicated. I wish I could describe it better. I have not interacted with an individual for so long. But there is one here that I have spoken with. Though they are not here right now.
Where are they?
They are here, and yet not.
Who is it? Do you know?
I know not names. I don't even remember yours.
What do they look like?
You do not appear as something to me. It is hard to describe. Your mind, as mundane, may be piecing things together, giving me shape, giving me form, but there are no forms here. The area around you, what do you see?
Trees.
Fascinating. The space holds nothing of the sort.
Oh, so you only look like this because this is the easiest way for my brain to comprehend, I guess.
That is my assumption. Again, I have not interacted with the mundane in so long. Not since my birth, I assume.
The other one that comes here, that you see, do you think they're the reason you're sick?
At first. But then curiosity got the better of me. which was a strange concept for me. I do not get curious, but I find myself growing mundane emotions and curiosities. It is fascinating. The one who saw me first, they claimed I was sterile, unfeeling, complicated, frustrating. But you grant me more emotions. At the end of their cycle, they did the same. And then a new one stepped in. Confused and lost, but eventually determined. Determined to help. Much like you.
Oh my god, was it Eliza?
That name is not familiar, but I do not know names.
Right. I just wonder if it was sort of an ancestor.
It was from a long time ago, if that helps. Perhaps if you were to be able to know them, you would be able to exit this place. You should not be here. This place diverges. You will get lost if you do not know how to control it.
How do I control it?
You cannot. That is not your ability.
I just need to find my way out.
Perhaps if you can recall who this individual is, if you can grant them a name, perhaps that can summon them.
Wait, what if it's her other ancestor?
Let's...
She's just going to call out to Eliza first.
No one appears as you call out to Eliza Kincaid.
And it was Thomas.
Nicholas Kincaid?
Nicholas, sorry. Gosh, yeah.
No one approaches when you call for Nicholas.
I feel like Cecily's like, maybe I'm thinking about this wrong. And she'll kind of focus on her connection magic and see...
I like that.
Who, yeah, like, she might be connected to.
Go ahead and roll plus weird for me. You no longer have the minus one because you are in a different scene.
Yay!
Hey, okay, let's see.
No, don't forget, don't worry, when you get back to that scene, you got that minus one pick.
What the?
Evil.
I know.
12.
Ooh. So this is an investigative mystery, I'm going to say. But here's... I'm going to do it a little bit different. I'm going to be spicy.
Okay.
We're going to add some pizzazz.
Oh.
Pizzazz. I will allow you to ask me three questions. And I will answer them completely honestly.
Oh.
And they don't have to be yes or no. I will answer them fully.
Okay.
Especially with your full success.
Did the person that came here before... leave any evidence of who they were here?
Interesting. As you use your connection magic to find evidence, there is a strange thing that occurs. You see a beautiful golden magic wrapped around a silver magic. If I give you too much, that will give you the answer.
Is it Cecilia?
When you call for Cecilia, no one appears. I will give you this. The silver magic is lighter and more translucent
than the gold. Oh my god. Is it Annabelle?
It is not Annabelle. As you call for Annabelle, she does not appear. But if that's one of your questions, I can grant you information.
Yeah.
When you reach for Annabelle, you feel close. But it's not quite there yet.
Archer.
You call for Archer. And you feel something.
Nope.
But it's not quite there.
Oh my god, it's Miss Lewis. Is it Miss Lewis? I'm gonna cry. It's not. Is it?
Oh.
You reach out to Catherine. And you see in front of you a figure form.
Oh no, I'm gonna cry. I can't do this.
You see, it does not take a form of a person, but you feel that warmth that you felt before, and you hear her voice. Who calls to me? But the voice shifts, as now you've both called Archer and Miss Lewis. It shifts in a way like it goes between both voices.
I cannot emotionally. I need a minute here. I feel like Cecily is so overcome with joy that she's like, Miss Lewis? Like, is that you?
I do not know that voice. I do not know that name.
Catherine?
I do not know. And then it changes to Archer's voice. That name.
You're... Cecily totally understands what's happening here now. This is just the overseer's energy.
And as you say that...
Uh-huh.
The form now takes a more humanoid figure.
Okay.
As it stands before you. It does not take any other shape. It just stands like a person would. As two eyes open towards you. These two, like, orbs of light. And it blinks towards you. A pillar. You hear now both of their voices mixed into one. My pillar of connections. Why are you here within the possibilities?
We were trying to fix all of this. And I think that we haven't quite mastered it yet, to be completely honest.
The voice takes a moment before starting back up, and then you hear, so the time is approaching.
Yeah, she's knocking at the door. Like, she's coming in. Whether we're ready or not. It'll
be over soon.
Mm-hmm.
Cecily Kincaid, if I may ask you a question.
Oh god, as long as it's not, are you ready? Because no, not really.
But... It is not that. It is... I wish to know what you would have. Which may influence everything, or may not. Depending on what your friends will also pick. Cecily... Would you keep the Overseer stable, or would you destroy them?
What do you mean?
When everything is said and done, Will Branch will return to normalcy, one way or the other. Will you allow Will Branch to hold on to its magic, holding the Overseer to it? Or will you release it, causing it to unravel?
And be I no more? Can't do that to you. I can't do that to you. I'm sorry, but you are the embodiment of two people who are so important to me. And I know that doesn't make any sense to you, but if I created a world where you didn't exist, then that means that they didn't exist.
Curious. Very curious.
That's not the answer. Will Branch needs the Overseer. It's just part of what the town is and who we are and who Archer is and who Miss Lewis was. And I just... I don't know.
This is something that you all will need to discuss eventually. A choice must be made to determine how Will Branch shapes in the coming years. Either way, Will Branch will survive.
But what of...
What you choose will shape how it develops.
What will happen to those who are... have been connected to you?
I cannot say, because I do not know.
That's a risk that I'm not willing to take.
I cannot give you answers that will lead your decision. And even now, your decision does not affect me as of yet, and you have time to consider your options, but no... that those are the two options, the two possibilities this road will end at. But it is not the road your worlds will end at. Simply mine. Simply ours.
Cecily's like, I'll talk to my friends. But I don't think any one of them would be willing to risk Archer's existence on a chance. Just to change the way Will Branch is. I'm not sure that that even would be best.
Both options are different. Both have positives as well as negatives. But I will tell you this. The decision to keep me here is the same as the ancestors that you damn.
Do you want to be free?
I do not desire. I cannot desire. Currently, I am without my mundane self. My body is separate. I am not Archer.
So it's to be like Thomas Kincaid.
Nicholas.
Nicholas. God, why? I want his name to be Thomas forever.
I don't know, man.
It's always, that's the name I go to. Nicholas Kincaid. It's either be like him or risk my friends' lives. Because what he did risked the people he cared about's lives. He decided what was best for... He made someone take up the Overseer.
No, he didn't.
You're talking about Everett Middleton.
Everett, that is... Okay.
You're talking about Iggy's ancestor.
Yeah, that's Iggy's ancestor.
Okay.
That's okay.
Wait, no, wait, way back when? Everett was the one who made...
Everett was the one who fooled Catherine into becoming the Overseer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nicholas is the one who took on the proper foundation and made it into a different organization. One that utilized the Overseer's ability, but in a more... We need to be able to fend for ourselves and not rely only on the Overseer. Everett Middleton's Will Branch would have held on to the Overseer for their own gain, whereas Nicholas Kincaid's Will Branch started to fend for itself and utilized its power and utilized the Overseer's power to continue those efforts, but not rely on it completely.
Okay, so to either be like Everett and trap them here, or let them free and possibly lose Archer.
I simply leave you with this thought.
Oh my god.
Discuss with the other pillars. Let them know that this decision is coming. This is my one mercy, the one I can grant. I can grant no others, for I cannot see past those two points. You all have shaped Will Branch into what it is today. No matter what you choose, Will Branch will thank you for it. This I guarantee. And you open your eyes and you take that quick inhale of breath. And as you're holding that device, it is glowing.
Whoa, okay. You good?
I feel like Cecily just closes it and wraps her arms around her legs and just starts sobbing.
You, what? Cecily, what happened?
She's like, the Overseer was there.
See ya.
Where? You... Nothing... You just lit up the thing.
Yes, you have not moved. You took just a gasp, and then you took a quick inhale of breath. No time. What happened? And Cassius immediately moves towards you, and you see all of the eyes appear on the blindfold as they just, like, look towards you. What did you witness?
Also, Trixie will also just kind of grab him by the shoulder. It's like, okay, hold it back a little bit. Give her air.
Sorry. But seriously, though, what did you witness?
I feel like Cecily is just trying to get herself together.
Oh, look, a dice of destiny.
Oh, no.
A blessing!
Oh, my God.
Yay! That's good.
Thanks. Maybe it'll come from the angel.
Cecily's like, it's the second time I've gone to this place that... It's connected to Will Branch, but it's not. I saw Will Branch there, the embodiment of Will Branch. And she said that someone showed up in this place just like I had. And I thought it might be one of my ancestors at first, so I reached out to them first, and then, I don't know, I started to think about Annabelle and Miss Lewis and Archer and anything that might be connected to Will Branch in that sort of way, and that's when the Overseer sort of materialized. And she was speaking with both Miss Lewis and Archer's voice. And we have a problem. A really big problem, and I don't know the answer to this. And I hope that you guys can help me, because I'm scared, actually.
You look kind of back and forth, like, Is that something that we could figure out after we deal with the current issue at hand?
I don't think so.
Unfortunately, I think that it must. Cassius just puts a hand to his chin. Time is running out.
He looks at the NPC. We have to use that thing now.
Cecily's like...
After what?
Okay. I have to tell you this now. If we save Will Branch, the decision will come. What happens to the Overseer? Do we send them away and free that energy? Which means we don't know what happens to Archer. And if we do that, what happens to Will Branch without an Overseer if it's some apocalypse magnet?
Otherwise, the other option is to keep an Overseer tied to Will Branch.
Exactly, which makes me exactly like the person, the people that started all of this to begin with.
Like Everett.
Cassius looks concerned. I thought you all were aware that that decision would need to be made.
I'll be honest, Cecily. I don't want to think about that right now. The first thing I want to do is try to help Elizabeth. So I'll think about it, but right now I really just want to focus on Elizabeth.
Okay. Cecily's like, I understand. I do too, but that could be saving Will Branch. If that's that step, then the next thing that happens determines what happens to Archer. So that question might come up as soon as we finish shutting this door.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
With your blessing, you hear something hop up onto Anastasia's table. And you see the black cat puppet of Archer sitting there.
Cecily's going to run up and pick him up and just hug him and cry and cry and be like...
And as you're holding him and taking a moment, we're going to take our last break because we're late for it. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. I want you to know.